This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
And there was much rejoicing.
What do you have?
Bring me 4 fried chickens and a Coke.
Good joke, man.
And now, just to keep us out of jail, because we can't afford bail, here is the ever-popular legal disclaimer.
All matters discussed on the Health and Wealth Show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information presented by international heartthrob David Ernest should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that, my dears, is your legal disclaimer. By the way, have you called David Ernest? Call him right now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And don't forget David's website at retirewithernest.com. Call David Ernest today.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Ernest. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Ernest. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Ernest because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Call David Ernest today, and somebody get me out of here.
I preach my dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, nicotine, the temptations I've eaten.
It's the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
No parking by the sewer sign, hot dog, the razor broke, water dripping up the spout, but I don't care, let it all hang out. Hanging from a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade, nobody knows what it's all about.
Secret studio, where we have been known to let it all hang out. David Ernest brings you the Health and Wealth Show. Call David at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Leave your name and number, and your call will be promptly and courteously returned by Too Tall Matthew, Princess Leah, or the asset preservationist who will let it all hang out. Everything except your portfolio. Now, here he is, the protector of your pocket change, the Paja of paper money, the professor of prosperity. It's David Ernest.
Welcome to the Health and Wealth Show. And David, what are you doing? It looks like you're letting it all hang out over there, man. What's going on?
I know it, man. You know what?
What's that?
If you don't let it all hang out and tell the truth about everything, the way you view things, it's just terrible. Back in the COVID thing, we were letting it all hang out. We were telling our opinions, and we had some documentation that it came out of the Wuhan laboratory. Now it's looking more and more like we did let it all hang out, just like it happened. Now, they're saying that there's not definitive, absolute proof. Of course, they can't get it. It'll be impossible, in my opinion, for them to get definitive, absolute proof. But I'm seeing now, I've been reading some and hearing, listening some, and I noticed that they're still trying to cloud the truth over there. They sent a bunch of, I'll call them pseudoscientists, with swabs, swabbing the wet market down now, after the fact, how many years later? And they found some type of animal in there, a dog of some kind.
The raccoon dog they've been talking about?
Raccoon dog, that's right. And they claiming that they found some DNA of the raccoon dog, and now that raccoon dog was the one who was spreading this virus. Mm-hmm. Well, they can't prove that, and that's not even definitive anyway. This is assumptions. I think they're just trying to trick us into thinking that some kind of raccoon dog did this.
I've never seen a raccoon dog, have you?
I know.
Now, my neighbor over here, he used to have some coon dogs. They'd go out coon hunting all the time, way, way back. I've never seen a raccoon dog. That would lead me to believe that a raccoon and a dog got together, which just, I don't want to even see that.
Because, I had to study it up on what this raccoon dog is. It's something probably, you know, only in China, some type of wild animal. But the point I'm trying to make here is that the real scientists, not the pseudoscience, but the real science has shown beyond a shadow of a doubt, statistically, the virus was tampered with because it's more virulent. If you look up the word virulent, means infectious. They messed with the little side chain or whatever you call the protein appendage that would pull this virus into a human lung. I don't think that a raccoon or a dog or something mixed between the two or whatever the heck that thing is had the ability to jump 1,000 years of evolution. I just don't see it. If you study and analyze this as a scientist should and would, I would think, that's where the suspicion came out that the Wuhan virus would have to have been involved. Because when you're messing with things evolutionary, genetically, in a virus, and you go from one extreme to the other, in other words, a protein side chain, you know, that makes it more infectious, according to what I've read, according to what I believe, according to what I really think happened, is that it came out of the Wuhan lab, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I think that most scientists that have a brain, that can use that brain, believe that it came out of the Wuhan lab. Statistics don't lie. And they're just trying to do everything in the world they can to get this off of their shoulders, so to speak, because the Chinese, the Americans too, probably in the North Carolina laboratory that they said didn't exist and all this other stuff, don't believe that either. Too many scientists were signing off on a report that we saw that bioengineering or virology engineering, whatever you want to call it, had been occurring for bioweapons for this virus. Whose fault was it? Did it get out on purpose or was it a mistake? Personally, I think they let it all hang out as a mistake. In other words, the zipper just came unzipped and it just jumped. It just fell out.
That's what she said.
I hate when that happens.
I do too.
That was my defense, Your Honor. The zipper came down. But I've got something on the raccoon dog, if you got a second here.
Go ahead.
I went to Google and I Googled it up here. You ever tell somebody something? Well, I never heard of that. That ain't real. Well, I have never heard of this, so I looked it up. The common raccoon dog, also called the Chinese or Asian dog, to distinguish it from the Japanese raccoon dog, is a small, heavy-set, fox-like, it says canid. I think that means the, you know, like it covers all kinds, I guess.
Yeah.
Native to East Asia, named for its raccoon-like face markings, it is most closely related to the fox. So there is such a thing as a raccoon dog. It looks like a little fox with a raccoon's face. And they're over there in Asia. They're about 18 inches high. And they've got this Latin name I can't pronounce here, so I'm not even going to try. But they're over there, and they're evidently getting the blame for the COVID now, not the bat out of the wet market.
Right. I don't believe that it came out of the wet market. It's just when you read the scientific data that they say would be so unlikely, that evolutionary jump of it being more infectious, the fancy word is virulent, scientific term being more virulent, when that is just almost unachievable based on what most virologists would know, that this is statistically impossible, then this is just one of those things where they just let it hang out a lie. They want to let us hang out to dry by feeding us and force feeding us a lie. And I'm getting tired of being lied to and thinking that we're ignorant and stupid as citizens of the United States or the world. There was a major mistake done in China. And whether they did it on purpose or not, I think it was indirectly done on purpose or directly done on purpose, one way or the other. Indirectly would be that they were experimenting with the machinery of the internal virus, trying to make it more virulent, more of infectious, just as an experiment to, you know, see if they could do it. And then it escaped because of stupidity, someone not being careful enough. And, okay, you got more stuff on the Fox. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I was looking down here and said there were some interesting facts about the raccoon dog. And this sometimes goes into the mythical or the mystical thing, you know, the legends of the Chinese folks. They say, oh, well, and a raccoon dog came and saved them. I'll pick out two or three that are kind of interesting. Super Mario Brothers features three of them in one of their games. They're also known as the Tanuka over there. That's what they call them. But let's see. Mario can put a spell on a Tanuki suit and transform himself into one and do magical things. That's pretty neat. And they're the only member of the canine family that hibernates every year. And one final one here, they got several others, but raccoon dog pelts are sold as faux fur. So you ladies be careful out there. You think you got that mink stole on, it might be a raccoon dog stole. So you and
it might be a COVID-19 carrier if you believe all the lies.
And they don't bark. So they could sneak up on you and you'd never know it.
Well, they might laugh because if you Google Fox laugh on YouTube, I don't know if they laugh like those foxes do. But a fox will actually laugh like a person almost.
I did not know that. If you tell them a joke or something.
People tickle their bellies and pat them and they laugh.
By the way, I got a story I wanted to tell you. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about. I just wanted to mention it. I went and had my eyes checked.
Yeah.
And they always been brown, but now they're checked. But anyhow, the doctor told me I had kindergarten disorder.
Okay, well,
means I got small pupils. I got small pupils.
pupils,
whichever way you want to.
Folks,
the thing when you're telling a joke, try to tell it right. Don't do it like that because I just messed that up. I had small pupils.
At least you don't have to do what Arnold Schwarzenegger does, and that is
what's that?
Guard the pupils.
Yeah, when he's in that.
And a garden cup.
What was? Yeah, that was it. Yeah, it's not a tumor. I always thought that was funny. But I got my getting new glasses too. So you know, I had that episode a couple of years ago. You remember where I was cross-eyed, and my glasses didn't work after that. And so he told me, "So you're sure?"
Got crossed up, I guess.
Yeah, and I'm not quite ready to get my cataracts fixed yet. But he said that I might want to have a look at my Chevrolet. Anyhow, let's get back to the raccoon dogs here and stop all the bad jokes.
Well, I don't know if raccoon dogs have all those problems or not, but we're having problems, obviously, with China and with their politicians. And, you know, I am just really sick of hearing how, I'll just say it, crooked all politicians are, practically. Mm-hmm. And I'll say practically all of them, you know, some worse than others. But this selling us out to the Chinese and getting rich while you do it, and even being using the state of Alabama and all these other states to get wealthy, special interest groups to get wealthy, You know, we know what they're doing to us. We know they've been doing it for a long time. And I know Donald Trump, you know, has tried to point some of that out. And I feel Ron DeSantis is trying to point some of that out. And I know they're using Ukraine as a tool. You know, I mean, I'm still torn between the fact of what they did with Ukraine, what we did with Ukraine, what the United States did with is doing with Ukraine. There's so many thousands of people dying over there. You've got two sides of the story. You've got one side that says that the Russians have been done wrong and, you know, we're pushing into their territory and NATO's trying to take them over and take them down. Okay, I get that. And then you got the other one where it says, well, the Ukrainians want to be free and they don't want to be ruled by the Russians anymore. Well, I get that one too. But, you know, so if you believe in freedoms, you know, I get that. I get it. So maybe our side's better than the Russian side of viewpoint. But to risk World War III over this is where my concern is. You know, I think Ron DeSantis is really barking up the tree correctly by bringing that out. I mean, really, you know, if you're making a lot of money here politically, you know, in power struggles and war machinery being made and all this stuff, special interest is getting rich. The politicians are getting rich. You know, someone might say, David, you sound like anti-American. No, I'm not anti-American, man. I'm just like everybody else out there. I'm trying to figure out, what are they doing? What are they letting hang out? A lie? Or are they letting the truth hang out? Or are we just being hung out to dry? What's hanging out there? Really? Or is just hanging us out to dry as usual? Like all the other wars other than World War II that we fought. What were they about? What were they really about? And what is this really about? And why are they letting the economy do what it's doing? And why are they manipulating so much, making the stock market go up and down and the money go up and down? And is it because they're just trying to control us and they're trying to control everything about us? Are we just being controlled, not let us being hung out to do our own thing? In other words, there's no way anymore that we can control our own destiny. Is that what's going on, Rusty?
That could be it. I don't understand so many things that happen just because, you know, I paid more attention to the news in the past few years because it's like somebody had something on today and I thought it was pretty funny. It says Chuck Schumer is up there and he's talking about what's his name over there on Fox? Showing the videos.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
What is his name? Do you remember? Well, I don't remember. Tyler Tater.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about, though.
Tater, somebody. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. He's over there showing these videos. And Chuck Schumer's fussing and carrying on. And then somebody's in the background says, yeah, they're seeing the truth. Quick, make a couple of banks fail.
That's right.
See, that's what happens. We'll be dead laser focused on something, looking at it, and something else happens. Like these trains derailing. I forget what the thing was we were really looking at, and all these trains started derailing. And do you know that our president has not even been out there and won't go out there and won't allow FEMA to go out there?
Well, he's feeble. He can't go out there and walk any railroad tracks. He's too feeble. I mean, he's a feeble, physically feeble, and mentally, you know, I mean, we're in trouble. And he's a wussy.
I'm gonna have to look that one up, make sure we can get by with it. I'll have the beep ready.
But I think you can.
I think that one's okay. I think that was okay. Right.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's really a joke. But
I got another one, and this is gonna get beeped. But this is just for you.
Okay.
Yeah, that was gonna get beeped, but that's all right. That's one of my. I called my nephew there one time, and it took him a minute. But,
Donald Trump is not like that. He wasn't like that. Ron DeSantis wouldn't be like that.
No,
you know, I hate it that we're gonna have to go through the two of them fighting and politically and everything. And I get it. They're going to be battling each other. It's going to be an ugly battle, I'm afraid. And it's going to cause a lot of division among a lot of folks. I don't want that. I personally don't want to go through all that.
How old is DeSantis?
I think he's in his mid to late 40s.
I'm thinking Donald Trump, he's right there at 80. If he got in, he can have two more terms, can't he? Or is it consecutive terms?
He could only have one more term.
Okay, so if
DeSantis could have two, but no.
Okay,
he could only have two terms.
This is what I'm thinking would happen in a perfect world. They would get together and run a Trump-DeSantis ticket. Trump, I think it's personal now. He feels, you know, he got cheated out of the presidency this time, and a lot of people do. I do. He gets his other 4 years in, DeSantis as his vice president, and then DeSantis comes in as a 8-year president starting in, what, 28? That's just me dreaming.
I want to switch complete gears here for just a moment.
Okay.
I want to talk about the stock market in the recession or whatever's coming. It might even be something similar to a small depression. I don't know. We might escape it, but I think we're about to have a hard landing of some kind. Now, there's this guy named Harry Dent that sometimes gets things wrong and sometimes he gets things right. But when he gets it right, he gets it right-o. It's worrying me right now because he's been getting a lot right lately. He works his magic off of demographics. Older people getting older, younger people getting older, and the way goods are exchanged and the economy and the needs, like more houses, more food, less food, those kind of things, and things that are going on in the companies and how it's going to affect the markets later on. But what he is predicting is that here very soon, I think his prediction, his rant came out on March the 10th, you know, fairly recent from the broadcast here. He is predicting that we're going to have a hard downturn here pretty soon in the markets. He don't know how far down it's going to go, but he says there's going to have to be a cleansing of the markets because of all the things that have happened. And he includes Bitcoin, he includes the markets, he includes gold, everything else going down. I mean, I have no idea. Nobody knows. I mean, I don't even think he knows. These are projections and predictions. He has hit some of these things accurate before. The one thing that really scares me the most, he said it could be as bad as 80 to 92%. Now, he don't think it's going to be that bad in the S&P and in the Dow and all those things, maybe half that much, maybe less than half that much. But if you think about it, we're already down. You know, we went way down, maybe 20, 30%, and then we came back up. But he made a perfect point about this. Whenever we've had bad problems in the past, for example, in 1929, the markets went down 70 to 90%. And then before the end of the year, before 3030 or sometime in 3030, they were back up 70%. So people were getting brave and say, well, it's over with for coming out of this. But before all that was over, it went back down 70%. So we had two depressions. We had one, the actual depressions, I think, if I remember this correctly, were in 1933 or four, I believe it was 33, and 1937 were the actual real depression eras. The market dropping is just a predictor, a timing of the future. It's what people think. It's what the markets think is going to happen in the future. The actual recession or depression hasn't hit when the market goes down. They can see it coming. And these inversions, M1 and M2 inversions, and then you've got the short-term bond and treasury inversions with the long terms, those are happening. What that means is that the rates of return on short-term are higher than long-term. They're telling you when they do that they don't believe long-term rates are going to stay high, which means they're looking at recession and depression, or at least some kind of downturn. So the products that we have, I want to tell you about this, these annuity products. I've been getting emails from these insurance companies saying we will be affected so far by what's going on in these banks. And this is just a range of, we're affected less than 0.1%, one of them said. That's nothing about what happened with the bank downturns and disruptions that happened out in California and in New York. So the insurance companies historically are much safer from these kind of downturns. Everyone has protection. Historically, I would want to go into something that was safer than what was not historically safer when we have these downturns. The money market accounts that people are flooding into, they have FDIC if they're with a bank. If they're not with a bank, they probably don't. But the problem you have here is when you put money in a bank, if you have more than $250,000, Janice Yellen, made it obvious the other day when she said that was just an oddity that they let those other folks in California with all those other banks going out have extra coverage. The reason why they did it is because they knew if they didn't do it, there would be the biggest run on banks probably that ever happened since 1929. Because if the government didn't stand behind it, it was a major bank that went out, number 16. So what I'm trying to say is here is that we're in a very precarious situation. And if you're in the stock market and you're older, like what's older? Well, if you're within 3, 4, 5 years of retiring or maybe less or more, you're in a serious situation because it might delay you a substantial amount of time before you could have usage of that money unless you want to destroy your retirement. Because if you take money out when it's down low, it'll never come back. It's simple. If you take the money out before it can recover, and how long does it take to recover? Who knows? That's the problem. They'll come up with all these statistics and say 1 year, 2 year, 3 year average. This could be an unusual situation because of what's going on and how they've manipulated. They have manipulated our economy beyond the normal. They have pumped so much money into the economy beyond the normal. This is not a normal era in time. This is probably not going to be a normal recovery. It may take a long time. Be wise. Get information. We have that information. If you want to lock your investment in and try to protect it with insurance products with guaranteed fixed rates that will participate with the stock market without losing any money, and then you don't have to worry about it getting sick with some kind of virus and killing your money or the rest of the world, whether a fox dog or a fox trot. The point is, be careful. We don't know what's about to happen, but it's not looking good, and it scares me. And I believe they're lying to us just like they did the virus when they said everything's going to be okay. I want to run away. Because I don't believe them. I don't think they're going to be able to control this. I don't trust them. I believe they're just desperate. The government is. And I think they've gone too far with this money manipulation. And I think we're about to have one of the biggest disasters potentially we've ever had since 1929. That's the way I feel about it.
Well, there you go. You got an expert right there, folks, letting you know that now would be the time to hook up with an expert. You need somebody who's been doing this kind of thing for 40-something years to give you some guidance and show you what to do so that if something does happen, when it happens, you'll be ready. But you won't be ready if you don't call 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Those numbers put you in touch with David Ernest. He's got a website as well, retirewithernest.com. All one word there, spell out com, don't spell out dot. I've seen people do that. It just doesn't work. But call him today. You'll get a call back from maybe David, could be Too Tall Matthew, could be Princess Leah, whoever. They're going to call you back and get you set up with that no obligation consultation. Might get a trip to the Waffle House. Might go to Mr. Gus's. Is that right? I got to say Mr. Gus's?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Mr. G's in Tuscaloosa.
I don't want to get took downtown or anything for any wrongdoing. But call David today, 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. You'll be glad you did. Ernest Financial, LLC. Look, lots of cash. Serving the community for 40-something years. And David, we need to take a short break. We will go away, but we shall return and continue to let it all hang out here on the Health and Wealth Show.
Call David now at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. David Ernest will return after these important messages on the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
This is Bob.
Hello.
Bob has worked for many years.
Yes, I have.
Planning for the day when he could retire.
Kick back, relax.
Bob's not quite there yet.
But it won't be long.
Well, I don't know.
What's wrong, Bob?
Well, I...
You don't have to say another word. You didn't call David Ernest.
And retirement may just be a dream.
Fear not, Bob. It's not too late.
Really?
Yes, you can call David Ernest today.
Well, quick, what's the number?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I can call him now?
Yes, Bob, call David Ernest right now. And do you see that bright light up ahead?
Where?
Humor me, Bob.
Oh, yes, I see it.
That's your retirement on the horizon.
Golly.
And you could be saying golly, just like Bob. Call asset preservationist David Ernest today.
Is there really a light up there?
Quiet, Bob. Make the call.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show.
You know, David, talking about letting it all hang out, you know, musicians, they're good about that. They get up there and they just let it all hang out. And I want to mention a young lady. I think she is about 11 years old. Go on Facebook and search Ellen, E-L-L-E-N. Let's see if I can get her last name right. Alla Verdin. Let me spell it for you. A-L-A-V-E-R-D-Y-A-N. She is 11 years old, and she plays the bass. And I'm talking about, if you shut your eyes, you'd think it was Bootsy Collins or something. She plays that bass now, and it tears it up. And her dad plays with her, and I think they do stuff on the internet. But she's just a little breath of fresh air, man. That little cute thing, she's sitting there with her. That bass is probably as long as she is tall, and she is just all over it. But she pops up on my Facebook all the time, and she's letting it all hang out. She is playing that bass. And you let it all hang out, but you know, David Ernest, he's there. If you get to hanging out too much, you're kind of, hey, man, you know, let's push it back up a little bit. He'll help you out. So you got to take care of things by calling David Ernest at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Don't forget about the website at retirewithernest.com.
Thank you. We're talking about a fox dog and fox trots and all that stuff. I wouldn't call it a sissified approach if you compare it to a wolf. Now, Stephen Wolf, they were real wolfy. They crossed some lines. Mm-hmm. They did
Magic Carpet Ride. That was
Magic Carpet Ride. But they had a song called Sookie Sookie. You know, they're talking about letting it all hang out and everything. They're talking about in the 60s, we had a lot of turbulence with politically and wars and all these other things. And
yeah.
Just a lot of messages that were sublineal or whatever you want to call it coming on there. We're all wise now. If you're a fox, you can be real smart and, you know, hide things and everything. If you're a wolf, you can be those same things too. But you're very, very destructive sometimes and also might step over the line. But what we have here is maybe when we have this political figures in the Republican Party, maybe Ron DeSantis is the fox and maybe President Trump is the wolf. I don't know. Or maybe they both cross over to each other, you know, and maybe they complement each other. But they both have this aggressive personalities that are direct, not so sneaky and crybaby-like who we have in there right now. And maybe Donald Trump would be correct, and maybe Ron DeSantis would be correct. If either one of them were president, maybe we wouldn't be having this war with Russia, which we are in war with Russia. We're at war with the world. If you're in NATO, or if you're a member of NATO, you're fighting the Chinese, the Russians, and you're fighting everything that joins up with them. And we've got some semi-traitors, the Turkish people. I'm not so sure they're lined up with us correctly. I've seen some want to take one step or two steps over the line now, and that is like Sweden and Finland. They know that they're only one step over the line because they line up real close borderline with Russia. So they know that they're next, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very delicate situation. In the same way with your money, you hear these brokers saying, oh, stay vested in the market because in the long run, you'll come out all right. Guys, I'm not against that. I don't want you to think that I am against that for younger people. But what I'm against, or what I'm trying to make a point of, is if you're older and you're so close to one step over losing the line of time, your time, our time, is different than a younger person's time. And you have worked hard all your life, and you don't want it to get wiped out by wars and money manipulations or Bitcoin taking your fortune away or the stock market, which everybody told you to get into. And they convinced you that that danger is good. Danger is not always good if it takes a while to get out of danger, because we don't have the time to get out of danger anymore. We might have 5, 10, 20 years of life left. Why would you want to put yourself in such a predicament that if you need the income off that money, that you don't have the ability to get it anymore because it went away? That's the problem. I'm saying it could go away. I believe that we're going to have a major contraction here. I don't know how bad it's going to be, but I think it could be horrible. And I know that insurance companies have got a record that, especially if you diversify in them, that is impeccable compared to the past. And there's also a lot of internal reserves and all kinds of different things to protect these companies. I've heard of the old saying, too big to fail and all that stuff. I don't go with that. But I do believe If you look at history, insurance companies have been one of the safest, if not the safest, investments that are available when somebody puts the money in it. Now, that doesn't mean if you're a stockholder. Obviously, stockholders lost money, but it's the customer. What happened to them? Just like the bank in California that went out, the big one. Its customers were protected by the government, even over 250,000. It's too big to fail. They know that. It was number 16. So when you're dealing with big insurance companies and big banks, there's no guarantee of this. But the thing is, too big to fail. So the little guys are the ones that go straight to, you know what? The big guys, they don't normally. I can remember this. There was a bank in Montgomery, Alabama that was like number 21 or 23 in size. And supposedly, I mean, I'm not going to mention a name, but you know, it was a big bank and it's gone now. But supposedly they went to a meeting, I heard, and someone from the FDIC said the top 20 banks, well, we're not going to let them go out. This was back in 2008-09 debacle. They weren't quite number 20 in size. They let them go. So that just proves to me that bigger they are, the harder they could fall, and that means maybe too big to fail. Now, you can't guarantee that. You can't go on that 100%. So diversification, being careful, is the way to go, and that's what we do. We've had a good track record for years and years. We've never lost any money that we know of. And also the insurance companies, even though some of them have gone broke, were pretty well rescued most of the time. And we read that in the 1930s that not one insurance company legal reserve missed a dividend because they didn't have the same kind of investments that we do now. Back then, they were more like insurance policies, dividends. They had some annuities, but they weren't like they were now. These annuities have been developed since the mid to late 80s that will diversify into the stock market. They'll just take the interest that they could pay you, and they'll put that in the stock market for you under highly leveraged option kind of programs. They call them strategies. But essentially, your money and the big bonuses they give you, and they are gigantic bonuses when the products that we use. I think it's a great thing if it's used right and correctly. And especially if we diversify and use annuity laddering and rebonusing and all these other kind of things that we can do. So when we sit down, we can show you all these mechanisms. The other thing, in a rise in interest rate, you want to take money out of annuity under the penalty-free amounts that's available, put it into another annuity if you could get another bonus, because the interest rate internally is rising. As insurance companies, they buy bonds, corporate bonds mostly. Mm-hmm. Those interest rates, that's why they're not affected like banks. They're long-term programs. People are using them long term. They don't make runs on them like they do banks. Not the same kind of run. So essentially, they're protected from all this. Plus, they're not investing in government securities so much, investing in corporate bonds more across America. So when you do this, you're more insulated from dips and things that could hit you. The other thing is, if we take these monies and we can adjust up each year some percentage, 10%, 20% of the money each year, that actually, say, like interest rates about a year and a half, 2 years ago, some of them were as low as 1.5%, 2%. Now they're closer to like 4 or 5%. So when we move that money into 4 or 5%, that's going to be able to be risked in the stock market if you want to, or we could pay you the 4 or 5%. We're assuming that maybe we're wrong, and then in the next 2 or 3 years, the markets are going to go way up again. But if they're not, we don't lose any money. We still make money. But if they do go up, we could make a lot of money for our customers. But here's the thing. We took away the risk of a downturn on the accumulation value. Now, some other people could argue with you and say, well, you could lose money if you took money out. Yeah, you can lose money if you take too much money out, more than the surrender charge, penalty-free amounts. But the penalty-free amounts are as high as 20%. So if you could take out 20%, then 10% every year for 4 or 5 years, not counting the growth back, you're going to have 40, 50, 60% of your money moved out in 4, 5, 6 years. That's pretty liquid. I mean, I don't know what could be more liquid than retirement money. If you could spend 40, 50, 60% of your money between 4 and 6 or 7 years, would you think that that's liquid enough without a penalty?
I think it would be.
So the logic's not there about, no, don't do this because you got penalties and blah, 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 all those lies. I mean, they're not lies, but they're misrepresentations to you. That's what Ken Fisher does. He wants to warp your mind with lies. And it's real simple. You guys know this. Why do the politicians want to stay in for years? One word. What's that word?
Money.
Bingo. Why does Ken Fisher want to lie about annuities? One word.
Money.
Money.
Yeah, money.
When the truth is this, it costs you more money usually per year to put money in a managed account than it would an annuity for the person who's representing you. This is a true statement. These are documentations, numbers that can be proven. I'm not knocking people who do manage money. They're great people.
They do great jobs. But what I'm knocking here is the misrepresentation of Ken Fisher, the misrepresentation of Elizabeth Warren, the misrepresentation of all those political figures that just want your money mm-hmm. and the power and the control of us, whether we have a war over it or not. All the warmongers out there that are trying to make, what's that word?
Money.
Money off the backs of us people, as citizens, as U.S. citizens. That's what I'm sick of. I'm sick of the lies and the misrepresentations. I believe in full disclosure of everything, good, bad, and ugly, of annuities, good, bad, and ugly, of stock, good, bad, and ugly, of people. But to hide the truth and to twist the truth, I say just let it all hang out. Let's see the truth. And if they can't let the truth hang out, I ain't hanging out with them. I just think we need to disbar every one of them.
That's right.
Vote them out, get rid of them, and let's get a new crew in there that represents us, not themselves. That's what I say.
I'm with you, man. I'm tired of it. We need somebody in there that's going to look out for us for a change, because I don't feel like they've been looking out for us for a while. Like we were talking about, they go in there and they're making $175,000 a year, which is a pretty nice little piece of change. But they come back and they've got millions and millions of dollars in the bank. And like you said the other day, do the math. It just does not add up. Where did all that money come from? I'm like you. I'd like the concession on the briefcases. You know, somebody got to sell all those briefcases that show up that money. You can sell them some briefcases and they can haul their money around.
I mean, there's no doubt there's briefcases with money in them, okay? There's no doubt that they take this money from China. And there's no doubt in my mind that it's been proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Hunter Biden laptop has revealed a lot of this crooked money that went to the Biden family.
Oh, yeah. Okay?
But yet they get away with it, and they're going to get away with it. They will continue to try to sacrifice and to persecute the side of the citizen that's trying to break out here with Donald Trump and mm-hmm. certain other elements of the conservative party. I don't even think that our Republican Party is really the party that most of us align with anymore.
Right.
I think that they're so crooked for money. Bo Brooks brought all this out. Mitch McConnell, him and his family are rich off of Communist China money. You've got all these folks that are getting money from Communist China, and they're playing this, well, we got to be careful about Biden because he got money from Communist China. We don't want us to be revealed. You know, all these things, they play these games with us, okay? We're being used. We're the pawns, man. We're the ones that are being manipulated. They're the ones getting rich off of us and using us in financial planning and anything else, any kind of other business. It has to do with trying to get one on top of the other one. You know, it's a system of what our system runs on, free enterprise. But at the same time, there could be a lot of crooked elements in it, you see. If you can take and make it more fair, make it where everybody can be more aligned and more forward about it, let it all hang out, where everybody knows the good, bad, and ugly of each product, good mm-hmm. and bad, and ugly of each constituent that's running in Congress or president. What happened? Used to years and years ago, I don't think it was as bad. We asked Congressman Brooks about this. We said, when do you think all this came about? And he seemed to think that it came about more after the Civil War. You know, before then, we didn't really have all these problems. We didn't have television. We didn't have a lot of other medias. It's just gradually turned into a racket, so to speak, that everything's about rooking out somebody or society or a whole ton of lies, you know. Nobody lets the truth hang out anymore.
How many 24-hour news stations do we have?
Yeah, they've
got to have something on, and they're going to tell you just whatever they think. They had one on the other day, and I'm not knocking women being compensated as much as men for what they do. But they were talking about how men made more money than women.
Right.
And I'm not making this up. And the guy, it was that Rachel Maddow lady. Mm-hmm. And so she was talking about it, and he said, well, you know, that's not really correct. She started, oh, blah, blah, blah. And he says, no, actually, a lot of times when they compare that, they don't take into account that many times women do not work as many hours as men. Because, and, you know, I'm not saying they're not working as hard because they've got a job and they've got probably kids they're trying to take care of. So that was one reason men made more than women. And he just kind of laid it out there. She wouldn't believe that. She just didn't believe that was right. But yeah. I've been in the situation where I hired and fired people, and everybody who came the door started out the same. What they got from then on, that was up to them, because we rewarded on performance. I never saw any discrimination like that here. Of course, you know, I never was working anywhere where anybody made six figures a year or anything like that. It was six figures, but there was decimals by the last two numbers. So, yeah, they could have.
But, hey,
we're going to have to go in a minute, man. You might want to let's get this all back together from where we've let it all hang out.
So if you want the truth to all hang out there in front of you and get the real numbers, we would love to give those to you. It doesn't bother me at all to talk about the negatives of annuity or the positives, or the negative of stock market or the positives, or the negatives of a certain political figure or the positives, because there's always two sides of a story. But when there's this distortion going on and all of this noise that is interrupting the truth, not being to let it hang out the way it's supposed to hang out in front of us and let us view the truth, then that's the problem I have. I have the problem of distortion. Someone trying to distort disclosure. Someone trying to distort the truth. Someone trying to say something that's not really quite obviously true. For example, scientists that have some background know that it would be literally impossible for these fox dogs to have done this thing, this deed of passing this coronavirus over. These misaligned truths or lies are that annuities should not be looked at because they got a surrender charge on them. But what if they got a bonus is the sky high that is as high as, So anyway, here's the deal. You need the truth on everything. You need disclosure on everything. And you need to analyze things. Let me help you analyze. You just come talk to me. There's never a fee. I'm never going to twist your arm. We have got people listening to us because they believe that we can deliver the information, and we can. We are not the perfect fit for everybody, but if you are a conservative and you want to take the conservative approach and you believe that this nation could get in trouble economically very soon and it could last a while, then I'm your answer potentially, because we try to protect against that. We won't let the truth hang out. He's free as a bird, just like that song, Free Bird. You know,
I've heard of it.
We're going to fly high with the truth. So if you want the information, fly on in here and ask us for it, because we're just like free birds. We're just going to sing away all the bad and ugly and give you everything you need. It'll cost you zero. So give us a call.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. Remember the other day when Mo Brooks was here and we had the dog in here and he was barking? I wonder if he was a raccoon dog. Oh, here he is now. Stop it. Now, get down, boy. We'll see you next time on the Health and Wealth Show. Hi, folks. Some folks call me the long-haired freaky dude, and
some call me the gangster of love.
That was a long time ago. But, you know, we put these shows together a little bit early, so this might have happened a couple of days ago. No big deal. But I came to the end of this show and was inspired to play the following song, just by something David said. But it reminded me of some things I've learned in my life. You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit in the wind. You don't eat at a place called Mom's. You don't play cards with a guy named Pops. And whatever you do, never, ever talk over the beginning of Freebird. See you next time on the Health and Wealth Show.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Now in 2018, they're telling you the existential threat to America is a bunch of poor refugees 1,000 miles away. They're even taking our brave troops away from their families for a political stunt.
President Obama is sending 1,200 National Guard troops to boost security along the U.S.-Mexican border.
In addition to the troops, the president is also requesting $500 million for border security.
We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, unchecked, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants in this country.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Don't send your children unaccompanied on trains or through a bunch of smugglers. We don't even know how many of these kids don't make it and may have been waylaid into sex trafficking or killed because they fell off a train. We have no way of tracking that.
Our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before.
We need to try to incentivize Mexico to do more.
We are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years.
If they've committed transgressions of whatever kind, they should be obviously deported.
We will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Illegal immigration is wrong, plain and simple. Until the American people are convinced that we will stop future flows of illegal immigration, we will make no progress on dealing with the millions of illegal immigrants who are here now and on rationalizing our system of legal immigration. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
New from Bumco, it's what you've been waiting for. Straight from the Oval Office to a dark, dank sweatshop somewhere overseas where children work 14 hours a day for 8 cents a week, then directly to the toy store, it's the talking Joe Biden doll. Every detail of Joe Biden is captured in this doll. The vacant stare, that big old bald spot. And remember, it's a talking doll. So you get all those gems that Joe is so famous for. Just pull on his necktie that was obviously tied by someone else, and you'll hear things like,
"Corn pop was a bad news."
Or,
"Now we have over 120 million dead from COVID."
And the ever popular,
"I got hairy legs."
And not only is it a talking doll, it's an action figure. Just wind it up, ask it a question, and it'll turn around and walk away. And the great thing is the price. It's free. Well, not really, because we're going to be paying for this thing for a long time.
Come on, man.
It's the Joe Biden talking doll. Get yours today from Bumco. This doll has no warranty. What you see is what you get. Made in China.
You know the thing.
Action star Arnold Schwarzenegger on your health. So, Arnold, you're very passionate about getting the word out about vaccinations.
I started putting posts out there about washing your hands regularly and wearing a mask and to do social distancing and to follow the kind of rules that the experts put out there.
Well, you know, Dr. Fauci's an expert, and he's been wrong a few times.
There's still people that live in denial. There's still people that don't believe in masks.
Okay, well, what's your suggestion then?
We all have to now come together.
Well, you're suggesting everybody should get vaccinated, but what about everyone's right to make a choice? What about our individual freedom?
Screw your freedom.
Well, that's a bit harsh.
I know exactly what I'm talking about. There's no one that knows more than I do because I studied this issue for 50 years.
50 years? Well, just what do you think should happen to people who don't get vaccinated?
Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, they hear a lamentation of their women.
That doesn't make any sense, Arnold. I know you want people to get vaccinated.
Do it now.
Well, you know, some people might not want to do it now.
But you know something, you're a schmuck.
Oh, yeah? Well, look here, you Nazi.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Oh, going somewhere, huh?
I'll be back.
Well, don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. I've been talking today with Arnold Schwarzenegger, who seems to have gone off the deep end a little. He wants to make sure everybody gets vaccinated. Well, I'm here to tell you, you study it, you make a choice, you do what's right for you. Oh, and here he comes again. and I hope he's coming with an apology. But that does not look like an apology. Looks a lot like an assault rifle. I'm out of here.